Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Patrick Manley.
What I love now, I like the Mitch that only counts to two, that doesn't count to three or four. You know, just count to two and then use your legs. Yep. And I think that's kind of the offense he has now. And he looks a lot more comfortable in it. And that's what Matt Nagy's calling. And it looks very good. And as the game went along, Mitch looked more confident, looked more engaged with his teammates. He looked different, you know, that entire game as well. There wasn't, you know, granted they were having success and you could show a little more emotion with that, but he just looked a little more engaged. He looked like he was happy to be doing what he was doing, and that's kudos to Matt Nagy and his staff.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Let's go. Bears Packers week. Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Eric Edholm talks football at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40. Sahadev Sharma with all of the latest goings-on from the winter meetings. The Cubs matter. The White Sox matter. We will find out which other teams are on the radar. There may be transactions by then. And he's going to talk to us at 11. Looking forward to it. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or a sex? Texting at 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
We now pray to George Kittle for the live stream. That's what we do.
Yeah, he's
that is our new Cthulhu. That is Galactus. My God,
eater of worlds.
He can do. Wouldn't you know it, George Kittle, equally adept at blocking and catching the football from the tight end position. Though other national pundits would have you believe he's only good at the one thing.
Hmm.
Apparently, not having watched a lot of George Kittle tape over the last 2 years.
I'm good going with Adam Shaheen. That's the guy I think.
Give me Adam Shaheen, baby Gronk,
the basketball player out of Ashland College. I think that's the move.
Swing
there.
Swing and a miss.
When you download the radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We have producers. Oh my God, it's Jay Zawoski. Look
that's
at this.
Who that is.
He's
wow.
Back.
Oh.
He is. He's here.
Handsome.
Wow.
Don't get used to it. I'm going next week.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect.
That's fine.
I don't feel better.
That's okay. Rick Camp is in his usual position and in the back doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz.
So nothing went great for the Bears this weekend then,
maybe the Bears caught themselves a brick yesterday. Because things, like, I did not think the Seahawks would get it taken.
What
to
the
them
hell
like that.
Was
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know. I don't
what
know. That's not the same team that I've been watching.
No, I think what we did learn, I mean, outside of how things affected the Bears, we'll get into the percentage chances and the way things need to break and how they need to go forward pretty much all morning long. But I think we learned that those two teams, right? It's the Niners. I mean, those two teams are just amazing. That's the top of your NFC. It's those two, and then you find out what's happening after that. And I maybe the Bears are in play for that. Maybe they're not. I think the Seahawks are kind of bumped out of this now. They're kind of the third guy into the hockey fight at this point in the NFC, and it's those two playing for titles now. Things can change because, like
right,
I said,
until they're not.
Yeah, until they're not. But neither one of those teams has a reason for them to fall off the cliff like the Patriots have in their offense not doing anything this past 6 weeks. You know, that doesn't exist for either of those two clubs.
And when they need, like, trickery and halfback options.
They got it for you.
And if they do have it for you, you're not supposed to need it. You're not that it's supposed to be a luxury. You're supposed to spring it on somebody in the Super Bowl.
But isn't that
like
what
your first drive of the second half?
But that's
kind
what
of
we
thing.
Wanted to see. We wanted to see Sean Payton do that and pull that stuff out of there. We wanted to see, you know, that's the reason that he's going to San Francisco too, Kyle Shanahan, and doing that kind of stuff with an offense that's so based around that line.
Oh, no, I meant the Patriots.
Oh, well, that's a problem, too. I was talking about the trickery that the Niners are pulling out of places, and the Taysom Hill exists in New Orleans.
The Patriots' offensive meetings have to be like, yeah.
Tom.
What can we do here?
Buddy. Booby.
Yeah, I'm your white knight.
Yeah, that's, right. I mean, I find it fascinating for two reasons. We're going to go through this playoff schedule. We're going to go through the rest of the NFL slate and get to a Super Bowl and have an offseason, I think, full of quarterback change. And nothing changes the NFL like quarterback change does. And the fact that you've got, you know, Tom Brady at the centerpiece of this, that the Bears here locally are will be a player one way or another for a quarterback. Who exactly is going to be amazing to find out, and how Mitch determines who his challenger will be is going to be fascinating over the last 3 weeks. But this is a league that's evolved to a point where elite offenses can remain, seem to be able to remain elite for the entirety of this season. It's not quite the ebbs and flows that I remember seeing the past 5 years or so. That the people just stay up there, with the exception, you know, for the Niners. You look at their point differential, it's like well over 100. With the exception of a really rainy game against Washington where no one could literally hold on to the football, that's been a terrific offense, even with Garoppolo's ups and downs.
I am convinced that Kyle Shanahan, after all the stuff about McVay, after McVay mania, that Kyle Shanahan remains underappreciated. Because he's that guy.
He'll get his over the next 3 to 6 weeks, I think that team is it.
Whether it's Raheem Mostert or Matt Breida, when he can't count on having a healthy running back, you know, taking a fifth round pick in George Kittle and doing what he's done, stabilizing Jimmy Garoppolo and getting the most out of him. I mean, really, if you had to trade your coach for one guy right now, I mean, I love me some Belichick and Peyton and all that, but
yeah,
but the next gen stuff. Mm-hmm. Is Shanahan.
That's what it looks like to me. That's what it looks like to me. The ability and knowledge to know when you have to adapt things. Knowing that Garoppolo is, as much as he's paid and as much as they've committed to him as a future franchise as the franchise quarterback. I shouldn't even say future. But, you know, we watched a breakout game of his against the Arizona Cardinals. Then he took 2 weeks to kind of figure himself out again before getting back to looking like a guy that can make plays for you in a playoff game or in a Super Bowl. That's where they're at now, and that coach looking at that quarterback going, okay, here's how we need to help him out, is exactly what I want to see here in Chicago. It's exactly how, and listen, you know, you mentioned Sean McVay too, you mentioned the Rams. They got a big win. They got a really, really big win against the Seahawks last night. They are on a very similar trajectory, it seems to me, as the Bears have been over the last few weeks. It's just, the Rams started earlier, and that's hurting you right now. Mm-hmm. The Rams started against you. The Rams started against the Bears, and you see where they're at now. You were irked by Matt Nagy talking a little bit early on in the season about how we have 16 of these, and we've got time.
Yeah, you
and we're
run
getting
out
our
of
legs
them.
Under us, and that, it just
there's only three of them left.
It feels now like this was that there was missed opportunity there. And it's I think you can say two things at once about the Bears. One, they are not as good as their last game. They are not as good as their quarterback's last game. They are a team that needs drastic change in the offseason at a couple of different spots to maintain a top-tier NFC projection. Also, I look at the end of this season, these last three games, Green Bay, Kansas City, Minnesota, and think there's a real possibility that you're going to be right there and come up just a little bit short. And the what-if game with a very flawed roster is going to be painful to play.
Oh, yeah, but at the moment, though, currently at the moment, building toward the Packer game, I'm playing some really entertaining mental games as a fan.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, I'm letting myself do it because I can.
Garoppolo fires. It is caught. Still on his feet is Kittle with a big play and the stiff arm. George Kittle. On 4th and 2.
Taking on everybody indeed. And they're trying to pull his helmet off and pull his pants down, and he didn't care.
Think about where you got to be as, because they couldn't tackle him all game. Think about where you got to be as a defensive player to be, you know, you're taking a ride on the George Kittle Express, right? And you can't take him down. And eventually you're just like, ah, the hell with it. I'm going to try and take his head off.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the 15-yard penalty because I'm afraid that he's going to drag my ass all the way into the end zone if I don't try and kill him.
Like a hockey penalty?
Yes.
Like you're going to score anyway, so I'm going to slash your
ankles.
Like,
it's like a breakaway, so you're chucking the stick like 5 feet in front of you to try and trip the dude up.
Just figure you got to take one because it's all you got left.
It's, he's
a freakish athlete indeed.
That is unbelievable.
It really is. Now, so Akeem Hicks may or may not be coming back, and I heard Matt Nagy on with our sister station with Josh Liss on WBBM News Radio this morning, and he wouldn't give any reports on any injured players because he never does.
No, why would you?
And there's memes. There's like, have you seen the Star Wars meme that's going around of Akeem Hicks returning? It's like Vader, and he's got his lightsabers out, and he's just knocking everyone away.
No, there's a Star Wars meme that's not just Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian. That's good, yeah, because this is, oh man, are we done with that now.
And was that Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, it was.
What is she? Okay.
I don't know. That show, we'll get into it in the midday at some point.
You're out?
I'm not out. Okay. Not out. I'll never be out. Not thrilled.
Okay.
Not pleased.
Okay.
I wanted more.
There are some Baby Yoda memes that have been pretty funny.
Of course there have been. He's adorable.
Yeah, but one is like, instead of Elf on a Shelf, now it's Baby Yoda on Abe Vigoda. There's a whole bunch of different ones that
everybody... Do we still have Abe?
Abe? Who?
Vigoda. As a world.
Oh.
Is he still with us?
I think he's... We thought he was dead, and then he was alive.
Abe's one of those guys.
And then he was actually dead.
Abe's one of those guys.
And then we find out he died in 2010.
Ah. Okay. Yeah,
look. Not that bad.
What?
2016.
Okay.
Oh,
but he did die.
God bless him.
Eventually.
It's still not great.
No.
For Abe, no, not so much.
So the way I'm looking at this as a Bears fan, they're in the playoffs. These are the playoffs. This is water. This is what it feels like. This is the playoffs.
This is water.
This is it. It's... Yeah,
like, notice it.
I'm using it as a reference from the David Foster Wallace.
Yes, this is a fish
commencement speech. Right. And the two goldfish, where he says, you know, the water's nice today.
Yeah,
what's water?
What's water?
Right. Right.
Yeah, but this George Brett's probably more accurate.
Yeah, in George Brett's case, we've all been there. It's happened to the best of us. But this is it. Pretend you're in the playoffs because you're kind of in the playoffs. You're not allowed to lose. Your season's over when you lose. There'll be more games, but they just don't count. So enjoy this now. And like I say, this is unlike any Bears-Packer week I've ever experienced because it's building to what could be an odd Thursday night in Kenosha.
Oh, it's going to be an odd. I'm going to do my best to make that odd.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Odd as possible.
This is going to be, what is Bill from Capitol Hill called? A night of treason?
Yes, debauchery and treason.
High treason. If we're doing it right, debauchery. If we're doing it right, there will be light debauchery and high treason.
Yes. So,
and then we'll be getting together. If you don't know what we're talking about, Friday's a big day. If you're a Bears fan, if you're a Packer fan, 670 The Score and 105.7 The Fan, we're all going to be live from the Brat Stop, or as Jay Zawoski has written it out here, the Bray Stop.
The Bray's the Tyler Bray Stop.
Tyler Bray Stop. Put on show stop.
I type it so much, the autocorrect must have fixed it.
Right.
Bray.
Yep.
It's my guy.
Or the computer's worried about you? No, Jay, you shouldn't have another Brat. Try a Bray.
It's like an automatic failsafe.
You've had so many Brats.
You're only allowed to make 3 points, and then you have to stop for a while. It's like, no. Okay, you've made your points. Get out of here.
So we're at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's Mully and Haas starting at 5 a.m. Then we're going to be on, then Lawrence, then McNeil and Parkins until 6. So you can get ready for the game, stop by to see the broadcast, win prizes, and more importantly, eat bratwurst.
So many brats.
There's so many brats there.
Yep.
I'm telling you, we'll get the sampler. The garlic brat's the way to go.
Two samplers. Well, that way you have it.
Yeah, they should kind of probably keep bringing out brats the whole show, right?
I think so. I mean, just keep breakfast brats right into the afternoon brats and then the early dinner brats and then the dinner brats.
I wonder if they do a turducken one.
I've
had a turducken brat before, and
Is it actually a brat inside of a brat, or is it just all the sausage kind of mixed together?
It's all of it kind of mixed together.
In for that.
This broadcast will be presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event that's going on now through January 2nd. My Heisman ballot has been submitted.
Has it?
Yeah, and I'm not allowed.
I did not get to lobby as much as I wanted to lobby.
It is so serious when you do it. Like, it's multi-factor authentication. You need a code, then you need to have the number texted, and then your ballot number, and then you do that. It's all through Deloitte.
Not like it's you put to take out a piece of paper and say, do you like me? Check yes, no, or maybe.
No, that's baseball's Hall of Fame balloting.
Right, that's different. It just makes you feel like you're doing something like incredibly important. It's like it's more secure than voting. Like on actual elections. Although I was
Is it?
Well, yeah, people care about the Heisman.
Right. I was surprised that some of it was in Russian. But the But you do it, and then it's like, we send you a confirmation email, and now you will be locked out of the site. Your vote has been submitted. It's like, geez, we all know who's going to win.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
And then you have to click on the thing that says you are not allowed to indicate your vote or tell anyone ahead of time, otherwise your ballot will be removed from your rectum.
So we'll just pretend that I said we all know who's going to win then, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not giving away who I voted for.
Jonathan Taylor.
Well, since Dan can't say, we should speculate as to anybody
right.
that Dan would have voted for, because he can't deny it.
That's true. That's true. We absolutely could. Let's pick a whole bunch of MAC quarterbacks and presume.
I was going to say Wisconsin quarterbacks, but you know.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, Jack Cohn looked good for about 2 quarters.
I was thinking of you the whole game. I was thinking how excited you must have been. And then
I wasn't.
And then they kind of
I wasn't. I've been there before. Dan, I have been there before. I have had it waxed by Ohio State to the tune of 50-something points.
That's just reeling them in.
Oh, yeah.
Reeling them in.
It's a really damn good team.
Yeah, that's when that fish gets hooked. It's like, I'm going to shake this thing. I got this. Mm-mm. No, you're still hooked.
Not so much. We got a lot to do this morning. We're going to talk to Eric Edholm at 10, see how the NFL's slate has reshaped the expectations or potential for the Bears. We're going to talk a little college football with the playoffs being set. Sahad of Sharma's coming up at 11. When we come back, we're going to rerun the numbers. I've got the new percentage for the Bears to make the playoffs if they win out.
No, they're in the playoffs. This is the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, so to make the actual playoffs, not the Dan Bernstein playoffs. Plus, we spent the last 2 years, you and I, hoping that the Bears could become one particular franchise in the NFL. I've rejiggered the sights some. I have realigned what the Bears perhaps should be shooting for in 2020, and I watched one team set the standard yesterday. I don't think you'll expect who it is.
And a great text came in I want to read, too.
Okay.
This made me smile.
We'll do all that all morning long. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We fought back to get to 7-6. It's not exactly where we wanted to be when we started the season, but we were able to fight through that tough patch there. And I think that now we understand that we're in a position where every game matters, and so that's all we can do is have a great week of practice and guys keep staying positive like they are. And then when we get up there to Green Bay, let's just go play our game and see where it takes us.
Yeah, his way of describing the Bernstein pretend playoffs is we're in a position where every game matters. Yes, so let's just call it the playoffs. You can't lose.
Yeah.
They just started early.
I suppose you could do that.
They'll just get their playoff disappointment out of the way earlier. It's, it's not the real playoffs.
Well, all right. Then that's a hell of a first-round performance by Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
I hope you can keep it up through rounds 2, 3, 4.
That was the play-in.
And then 5.
That got them into the Bernstein playoffs.
And then 6 and 7. Now, that was the play-in. That was your...
Yeah.
That was your 16 seed.
That's what sort of activated them. That was their validation. That was like, okay, that clinched, and now it starts. Because the build up is the most fun. The thinking about the possibilities are more fun than the actual games, which are often misery.
You're just doing this because you want to enter our German dinner in Kenosha with all kinds of heat, don't you?
Let me tell you something. I looked at that menu. Are we going to that place?
I assume. Why wouldn't we go to that place?
Reading the menu will put 10 pounds on you.
All right, I'm in.
And I guarantee you that Mitch talked to the Milwaukee, that we talked to all the people at the fans. Like,
where do we go? What's the spot? What's the play?
What's the authentic thing? It's just, seriously, reading them, every next thing on the menu, I'm like, oh my God. Not that everything looked, I mean, I haven't decided what to order yet, if we're going there.
It's usually, Monday.
I know.
If you had, I would hate you forever.
No,
who the hell?
Because I have to fetishize it.
You're going
excited.
Up there. You're going to eat dinner at 5 o'clock on Friday in Wisconsin, and you're going to make the decision on the menu
Thursday.
By Monday?
Yeah, but
yes.
Like, that's just ridiculous.
I like doing that. It's the best thing about the internet is you can get excited. Like, before we travel, before we left for Italy, I knew what I was getting at each restaurant we were going to.
It's Kenosha.
Paris. I know, but so what? When you're there, and this restaurant looks like it's perfect for Kenosha.
No, this place does look
legit. Do I get the beef stroganoff, which I'm sure is awesome?
Probably.
Do I get the Hungarian freaking goulash, which is probably awesome?
Also
a great speed skater.
But then it's a good restaurant too, because
I'm going duck.
Duck is probably great.
Always, whenever I go to one of those, German dinner hall kind of things, I always end up getting one.
But
the
famous prime rib that they've got, you know, the prime rib is good when The names of the cuts of prime rib are designed to emasculate you unless you get, like, the emperor cut.
Sure.
Right? Right. It's like, well, you're not having the $48 emperor cut. Okay, the princess cut's probably
the
best
string
for you.
String bean cut, anyway, that could work for you.
Right. Oh, would you like the milk toast? Yes, you can get the milk toast.
You could have the junior varsity wrestling cut. You could do that one, too.
Like, each one's like,
if you want it. If you want it.
You end up crying and, like, apologizing for ordering something that isn't the emperor cut.
Would you like the glee cut medallions? Those would be great right. for you.
We have the dad hates you sandwich. We could have that instead.
We have the BDE cut is really all you can get. And like, when Jason Woski said, no, I'll have the bitch ass bitch cut. I'm just not feeling it today.
I know where I'm at. I know where my bread's buttered. And yes, I would like more butter for my bread.
But yeah, it's going to be fun.
So if you play out the numbers, we have 538, and this has been our website, our safe harbor for weeks now as we've come up with all sorts of excitement. If the Bears beat Green Bay and then beat Kansas City, we'll just do the next 2 weeks because as we've seen anything else, things can change. If you win the next two, it is a 12% chance to make the playoffs. If you hand the Vikings their losses against the Chargers and then Green Bay the next 2 weeks, those playoff percentage points vault.
We have a vault
to 18% for the Bears. So if you take the Rams, they've got Dallas and San Francisco the next 2 weeks. Both of those are road games for LA. So at the very least, there's that. Assuming Dallas doesn't just fold the franchise instead of firing Jason Garrett, because they could. Yep. If you give them losses there, the Rams losing to the Cowboys, then losing to San Francisco in weeks 15 and 16, your Bears chances are 46%.
All right.
I don't love any of those. I'm not a huge fan of either of those. And, you know, we talked during transition with Molly and Haw about how the feel has changed based on how Mitch played just last week against the Cowboys, about how expectations have changed them. I, for one, have not changed expectations at all about that quarterback, this offense, how the franchise needs to alter itself. It is the duty of Ryan Pace, the sworn duty, to bring in a quarterback.
You don't want a sworn duty.
That's what he's got.
Regular duty is hard enough. you get a sworn duty.
It's swear to me.
That's a rough day for you.
That's what it is. That you must bring in a quarterback that could beat out Mitch in Bourbonnais. That's the job here. That's what it is.
Who they, of course, would never allow to beat out Mitch
of
in Bourbonnais, even though you have got the ostensible signing.
So there's a whole bunch of cognitive dissonance that you got to play with here as you sign said quarterback and you navigate those waters and stuff. But the franchise, believe it or not, that has done this and certainly gotten lucky while doing so are the Tennessee Titans. You have a now healthy Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah,
he is playing fantastic. Did you know that since, I believe it's week 7, the Tennessee Titans lead the NFL in yards per play?
Wow, I did not. That's a great little nugget of a
stat.
The
NFL, the entirety of it, all damn teams. I don't have to cut this one way or the other.
Wow.
I don't even have to give you the, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the first quarterback to win a road game at Gillette under 25, you know, except for the whole playoff win with Colin Kaepernick or the Mark Sanchez thing, you know, where Colin Kaepernick was 25 and a half and Sanchez was under 25, but it's a playoff game, so that doesn't count. I don't have to do any of that slicing or dicing for you, even though that's impressive by Patrick Mahomes. The Tennessee Titans, they are that squad right now. They got a run game that works. They got a running back that's a ton of fun. They have receivers who I think have names.
A.J. Brown is a big, like, that's a guy you watch him, and he's got, like, the body of a tight end almost.
Man.
Like, almost like an Anquan Boldin-type body.
Like DeKalb Metcalf?
Did you see the three different seam throws that Tannehill made yesterday? I mean, that's legit quarterbacking. That's finding your man and throwing it to the shoulder. I mean, that is as difficult a situation as that is to navigate, and it will be for the Bears to navigate, that's the job now. That's the gold standard. You got a quarterback problem. You got a kid on his rookie deal that's got 3 weeks to prove himself, I suppose, and still going to get paid $9 million next year to play. You got an opportunity to still make this team something big.
This is the franchise that tried to patch over a problem by signing Mike Glennon. That was their signing for them, right? That was
Glennon was Edwin Jackson Mike Glennon was Edwin Jackson.
Okay. Ryan Pace was fired up about him, though.
Yeah, no, oh, I know he was. And Theo very said something excited. Like, I think Edwin Jackson can pitch innings for us. You know, I get that there's a difference there, but really, that was just a bridge to not being terrible anymore.
This was the text I was excited about when we were talking about the Baby Yoda memes.
Yeah.
219 says, I'm terrible at internet. So could someone please do a Baby Yoda Pakoda meme where all the over-unders on wins make stupid fans unhappy?
I love it.
That's good. The Baby Yoda on a Pakoda.
I love it.
On the shelf. We'll figure it out. So somebody can do that. Rambling Grimace or one of our internet proxies, one of our folks out there that does things for us.
You have been charged. We'll you have a sworn duty now, just like Ryan Pace.
Yes, be careful with the sworn duty. We are going to talk with Eric Edholm and get the lay of the land in the NFL. He's also a draft expert, so maybe there's some names on his list that haven't been on that of Matt Miller's or someone else. But we'll touch base with an old buddy and talk some football next on The Score.